You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about an elderly couple who were approaching their 90th birthdays. And they'd been married for nearly 70 years and were very conscientious about keeping fit and eating all the right foods and getting the right amount of exercise each day. Unfortunately, they both suddenly died on the same day. When St. Peter welcomed them into the gates of heaven, the first place he took them was to the heavenly banquet hall, where they saw table after table after table filled with the most sumptuous foods and great desserts, more than they might ever have imagined. St. Peter said to them, "This is where you eat all your meals." And immediately the husband asked, "How much is it going to cost?" And St. Peter said, "You're in heaven. It's all free." And then the wife asked, "Well, where is the low cholesterol and low fat table?" And St. Peter replied, "You're in heaven now. You can eat anything you want and all you want. And you don't have to worry about gaining weight or high cholesterol." And the husband turned to his wife and said, "If it hadn't been for that darn fiber cereal and those bran muffins, we could have been here over 20 years ago." We live in a culture that seems to be more and more preoccupied with diets, healthy eating, and organic foods, presuming that if we eat the right things, we'll be healthier, happier, and have longer lives. For the third consecutive Sunday now, the scripture readings have spoken to us about the bread of life. And Jesus reminds us once again today that He is the bread of life. He assures us whoever eats this bread will not die. They will live forever. Certainly, we all need to eat to live. And eating healthy is a good thing to do. But isn't it somewhat ironic that as our culture becomes more and more focused upon eating healthier foods, our church has seen a dramatic decline in the number of people who partake of the bread of life, the Eucharist, each and every Sunday? It seems that we are more concerned about our physical health than about our spiritual health. Today, we are delighted by the presence of the women who have just completed an Acts retreat weekend, who gave up their weekend because they wanted to improve their spiritual health. And in so doing, they have improve the spiritual well-being of our entire parish as well, as they will be nourishment for all of us. Today I want to thank all the members of the team who prepared for nearly 4 months for this retreat, and the support team, which did so much behind-the-scene work, and especially you, the retreatants, who opened your hearts and your lives to Christ, the team, and to one another. These ladies will be leaven for us all as we continue to strive to live as God's beloved children, sisters and brothers in Christ. And so as we once again gather here around the Eucharistic banquet table to be nourished by God's word, by God's sacrament, and by the presence of each other, whether we realize it or not, this is the most important nourishment we receive every week. For this food and drink keeps us spiritually healthy and alive and can bring us eternal life. Our first reading told us how Elijah was ready to give up. He had hit the wall. He had had enough. But God wouldn't let him give up. God gave him food and drink and nourishment so that he could continue on as God's prophet. All of us sometimes maybe feel like we hit the wall. We want to give up. But the Eucharist is God's way of saying, don't give up. I will be your nourishment, your strength. I will help you to continue to face whatever challenges, problems, and difficulties may face you in life. And so this is why we gather each week, so that we can continue to be vibrant and energetic in our discipleship and in living the faith that we're here to celebrate and to profess. For indeed, we all do become what we eat. And unless we partake of the body of Christ, we cannot become the body of Christ, his church, that is, nourishment for each other. Each Sunday, we gather here around the Lord's banquet table as God's beloved children, so that we can go forth and live with one another and all people in our world as sisters and brothers in Christ. We know that it's just a natural thing that when people eat meals together, they tend to get along much better together. And each week, as we gather here for our Eucharistic banquet together, before we come forward to the table in Holy Communion to receive the body of Christ, we take time to offer to each other a greeting of peace, to remind us that we cannot be one with Christ unless we are one with each other. It is precisely the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith, that keeps the church from being just another club or organization that we belong to. It is the Eucharist that gives us our very identity as the body of Christ, the church. And without it, we cannot fulfill the mission that Christ has entrusted to us. Indeed, it is the Eucharist that enables us to be imitators of God as beloved children and to live and love as Christ loved us. Let us taste and see the goodness of the Lord.